Joshua and Ai. Well, we've just read how Joshua and the Israelites, with God's help, had completely destroyed the city of Jericho. And God had told them very carefully that they were to give or devote the whole of the city of Jericho, all the gold, silver, nice things, they were to give to God. And it seemed that they had been obedient, but the Israelites had committed a sin in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of the accursed thing, that is, what was devoted to God, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. So, what happened was that Joshua sent some men from Jericho to Ai, and he said, go up and view the country. And they went up and had a look at Ai. And they came back to Joshua and they said, don't let all people go up, but maybe 2,000 or 3,000 go up and smite Ai. Don't make all the people go up there. There's only a few people in Ai. So they went up of the people about 3,000 men, but they ran away before the men of Ai. The men of Ai killed about 36 men, and they chased them from the gate, and they killed them. And the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening. He and the elders of Israel put dust on their heads. Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, why have you at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? We wish we'd just stayed on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and they'll come and surround us and cut us off from the earth. And what will you do under your great name? The Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie in that way upon your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have taken of the devoted thing and have stolen and have hidden it amongst their own stuff. That's why the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. And I will not be with you any more, unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, make yourselves ready for tomorrow. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is a devoted thing in the midst of you. It means that there was something that they'd got that they should have given to God. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and the tribe which God chooses will come according to the families of it, and the family which God takes will come by their households, and the household which the Lord takes will come man by man. And it will be that he who is found with the devoted thing will be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he's transgressed the covenant of the Lord and because he has worked folly in Israel. So Joshua got up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was chosen. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites. And he brought the family of the Zarhites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said to Achan, my son, give, please, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and confess unto him. And tell me now what you've done. Don't hide it. And Achan said to Joshua, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus is what I've done. When I saw among the spoils a good, nice Babylonian garment, it's probably used for worshipping idols, and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, I coveted them. He wanted them. And I took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth, in the middle of my tent, and the silver is underneath it. Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and it was hid in his tent, and the silver was under it. And they took them out of the middle of the tent, and brought them to Joshua, and laid them out before the Lord. Now, it doesn't mean that God himself is standing there. It shows that God is manifest. He's revealed in people who carry his name. It could be the ark, it could be the priests, it could be Joshua. And so it is with Jesus, that he carried the name of God, but he wasn't God himself in person. And we also, if we're baptized into the name, we also carry the name of the Lord. So Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment from Babylon, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor, trouble unto this day. Well, that's a pretty strong message and warning that we shouldn't covet. But what is to be given to God should be given to God. And we shouldn't secretly think, "I want that for myself." We should not be like that. We should give it all to God. And don't think that God can't see. He must have thought, nobody will see, it's hidden in my tent. But God knows what is hidden. And so there's no way that we can just hide these things from God. God knows all things. And what did he need all that gold and silver for anyway? What could they buy with it there in the, just going into the land? He wanted to be rich. And we've seen so many people who want to be rich, they lose their faith and they turn away from God. And that's so tragic and so sad. But all these things are there as our example. And the problem with what Achan did was that actually all the Israelites suffered because of it, because the whole group of them could not take Ai. 36 of them died. And so that is the problem with sin, that it affects not only us, but other people as well.